It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was 86 years ago today that The Wizard of Oz was released in theaters.
You're kidding.
Yes. So 1939.
6 years
yes,
ago.
Yes.
Yes. So production. Wait, so if you went to see that in theaters, you would have to be probably, like, you'd be in your mid-90s by now.
Yeah.
And that's if you were very young.
If you were
10
quite
years
young.
Old. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So production on the film began when Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves in 1937 showed that films adapted from popular children's stories and fairy tales could be successful. So it was a book first, and then they made it into the movie. Several actresses were reportedly considered for the part of Dorothy, including Shirley Temple, who was the most prominent child star at the time.
Yeah.
Officially, the decision to cast Judy Garland was attributed to contractual issues. So that's why.
I'm sure she's flattered by that.
Yeah, right?
The reason we hired you.
Yeah,
because
we had to. Yeah. Ray Bolger, who was forever immortalized as the Scarecrow, was originally cast as the Tin Man.
Oh.
Buddy Ebsen, who would later be in the Beverly Hillbillies,
oh, yeah.
He was originally supposed to play the Scarecrow, but Bolger felt that his signature dancing style would be stifled as the rusted, stiff Tin Man.
Oh, sure.
So he convinced Ebsen to switch roles with him.
Oh, you could do that back then?
Apparently. Like, just let's just switch. Let's just switch.
Okay.
But 10 days into the shoot, Ebsen suffered a toxic reaction after repeatedly inhaling the aluminum dust contained in the aluminum powder makeup that he wore.
Oh, boy.
As the Tin Man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He was hospitalized in critical condition and spent 2 weeks on oxygen and was subsequently forced to leave the project.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was replaced by Jack Haley, and the makeup was quietly changed to an aluminum paste with a layer of clown white grease paint underneath in order to protect his skin.
So did the first guy, did he sue anybody?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I read that the guy that replaced him, Jack Haley, thought he just had quit. Like, he didn't know
that they didn't
was
tell
like
him.
This.
Well, yeah. In fairness, they did switch up the makeup.
They did change the makeup.
But still, you'd want to know.
You would think so, yeah.
Curious.
Yeah. Toto was played by a female brindle Cairn Terrier named Terry.
Oh,
so
Terry.
Toto was actually Terry.
Terry.
And Terry was paid $125 per week, which is about $2,800 today.
Man.
So not bad.
Not bad
for
dog.
Old Terry.
Yeah.
And that was more than many of the human actors in the film made, and also more than the average working American at the time.
Ah, well.
So... Yeah, good for Terry.
Yeah,
good for Terry's owners. She attended the premiere of The Wizard of Oz at Grauman's Chinese Theater, and because of the popularity of the film, her name was formally changed to Toto in 1942.
Oh, they really changed the real dog's name.
Apparently they did.
Okay.
I don't know what you have to do to officially change a dog's name, but...
Order new tags?
Yeah, I guess
you're off and running.
I guess. Much attention was given to the use of color in the production, with the MGM production crew favoring some hues over others. It took the studio's art department almost a week to settle on the shade of yellow that they used for the Yellow Brick Road. Mm. In the Wonderful Wizard of Oz book series, Dorothy's shoes were originally silver.
Oh.
But the slippers were changed to ruby for the film because the bright red hue would show up much better against that technicolor yellow brick road.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All the Oz sequences were filmed in 3-strip technicolor, requiring the use of large hot lights. Production on the bulk of the technicolor sequences was a long and exhausting process that ran for over 6 months, from October 1938 until March of 1939. Most of the cast worked 6 days a week and had to arrive as early as 4 a.m. to be fitted with makeup and costumes, and often did not leave until 7 o'clock or later that night.
Wow.
Cumbersome makeup and costumes were made even more uncomfortable by the daylight bright lighting the early Technicolor process required, which could heat the set to over 100 degrees. So
no,
not only are
you
breathing in this toxic aluminum whatever.
But you're in a layer of makeup.
Right, and it's 100 degrees.
Oh.
This also had the side effect of bringing the production's electricity bill to a staggering estimate of $225,000,
wow.
And that's just over $5 million today.
Holy cow.
That's just for the electricity.
RG&E's, what? What? How do we do this?
The movie was a critical success and was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. It won Best Original Song for Over the Rainbow and Best Original Score. While it was sufficiently popular at the box office, it failed to make a profit until its 1949 re-release. earning only $3 million on a $2.7 million budget.
Gotta pay that electric bill,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Get that money back.
The 1956 television broadcast premiere of the film on CBS reintroduced it to the public. According to the U.S. Library of Congress, it is the most seen film in movie history. Because of their iconic stature, the ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in the film are now among the most treasured and valuable film memorabilia in movie history.
Hmm.
One pair is at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. I think there's four pairs known in existence.
Oh, really?
And in December of 2024, so just last year, they were sold at auction, a pair was sold at auction, for over $32 million. That was the highest price ever paid for a piece of entertainment memorabilia.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. What size are they? What size were they?
I don't know.
Too small for me, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Wizard of Oz, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Over the Rainbow. We're going to play the version by Iz.
So this was not in the actual film.
This was not the one from the film. No.
1,000 years ago. All right, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That's a bigger man with a tiny ukulele. Is what he goes by, Over the Rainbow on Legends 1027. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about The Wizard of Oz. Because it was released in theaters on this day in 1939.
Got it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Wizard of Oz is the most seen film in movie history.
Toto was paid more than many human actors in the film.
And in the book, Dorothy's shoes are silver, but they were changed to ruby so they'd show up better against the yellow brick road.
There you go.
Yep.
Change your shoe colors. How about that? I can't get over that electric bill to shoot the film with all those
because
bright lights.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Wizard of Oz, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Got that right. Plus, we stream this live every day on Facebook at 410, and you can catch the archives up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. And all the archives are there. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Nice to have you back. Looking forward already to another episode tomorrow.
Good to be back.
Excellent. Traffic and weather on the way. Fleetwood Mac and more of your favorites, plus the legendary Drive at 5 looming at the top of the hour.